The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Look out! Because here it comes. I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes. And I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event. What is it? I think it's this. Wait. In that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. Without my pants. So come on! Everyone! You will be there, and we will be there with you when you are there. What is it? It's all about us.
Among this clan, you are called the Forgotten Man.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is. Have you heard that Mimsy Star just got pinched in the Astor Bar?
Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is.
Take over. Oh, God, you're not going to pinch in the ass, are you?
I might. Reggie's rather scatterbrained. He dove in when the pool was drained.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is. It's great. It's grand. It's Wonderland. It's Tops. It's first.
It's DuPont. It's first.
What clothes? How chic.
What pearls there? The peak.
What glamour. What cheer.
This will simply slay you, dear. Have you heard? The coast of Maine just got hit by a hurricane.
Did you ever? What a swell party this is.
Have you heard? The poor dear Blanche got run down by an avalanche.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is.
What daiquiris.
What cherry leaf.
What burgundy.
What grape burberry.
What brandy.
What whiskey, here's how.
What gin and what beer.
Will you sober up, my dear? Have you heard? Professor Munch ate his wife and divorced his lunch.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is.
Have you heard? It's in the stars.
Next July
we collide with Mars.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again.
Out of the deep freeze, actually dug up from the ice like a caveman that's been there. I'm back in it. The Neanderthal of the internet has returned. The third man, the godfather of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting. And you know what else? The cheeky jaguar? Yeah, you gotta be kidding me. This is the Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man, whose name adorns the title of the show. Mr. Ray Cotolo is with me, and the cheeky jaguar is coming on. So get him locked and loaded. Here we go. From the ice cap to the ice cap, from Hamlet to City from Othello and into every bordello. And it's literally from the ice cap to the ice cap. Those of you who had their Thursday wrecked, well, even a repeat of this show is about better than any show that it can be broadcasted. And that goes for every other show but mine. And so the deal is that you got that, but you didn't get it live, although it was live when it was done. So here we are in the thaw of January, because last week we just couldn't do it. It's cold down here. We had a furnace problem, and so we couldn't get the heat on. Any moment, Comcast could have tanked, because it's only a bunch of wires hooked up to some, you know, batteries with very thin, you know, the wires go around the, I don't even know what they call that on the batteries, the connectors. What are those called? Those,
the
little screw you would take the wire and you'd put it around
there
to make the connection.
That's not a cork.
That's a name. I don't know what to call it.
The screw.
But it didn't happen. We did retain power, which was good for us because we got a night off. For you, you had to listen to something else that we did a long time ago. But that's okay. And, you know, I don't even know if that happened because really I didn't tune in. I don't tune in to hear myself. I don't listen to myself. I know that if you want to listen beyond that, like now, if you're listening, wherever you are, you can go to juicedtalk.com. And those of you listening to the live broadcast here on Y2K plus 18. God, how did we get here? Y2K plus 18. Those of you listening will listen beyond this show, because tonight Mr. Tom Savino returns with Savino Veritas. Or as you have to say it with the accent, Veritas. Savino Veritas.
There's no accent in
it. Veritas. Veritas.
That's just a different pronunciation.
Well, it's the one we're going to go with.
That's what you mean by accent.
It's the one we're going to go
with. I thought you were talking
drawings.
We're
going to go with, which one?
Like the accents you draw.
From the side of the microphone coming through, Mr. Ray Catolo, who is the benefactor. He's the benefactor? No, you're the
no.
No, that's wrong.
Hey,
you know, no you're the
bad.
You'd be the
heir.
He'd be the heir.
And I will cover the heir too.
He would be the heir.
Broadcast from the heir.
The heir to this show, Catolo Chronicles, because you see, it's got to be a Catolo. We can't do there's a Catolo Chronicles with Ben Johnson or some of those other guys that are on Twitter now, like. I would give the show to Bitch Lasagna. It's Bitch Lasagna and Catolo Chronicles. That would be funny. But we're not here to be funny. We're here to keep you alert and awake. The double A, it started here many, many years ago.
The double A started somewhere else. Before the batteries even.
Many years ago, we started here to tell you all that stuff. And today, it's Y2K plus 18. I can't believe that. But we have the Jiggy Jaguar, who is a living cartoon.
Is
the
he
Jiggy Jaguar? Every year, and he was supposed to be on last week, but of course no one was on last week except whatever they played here from
I was
SRN.
On last week.
You were on Friday night on your show.
It wasn't any warmer Friday night.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you're young and I'm getting older and it's getting creaky and scary. It's getting, it's not dark yet, but it's getting there. My name is Frank Catolo, a man whose name adorns the title of the show. We'll always adorn the title of the show, even if I'm not here anymore. But it's Y2K plus 18. This is going to be a good show because I'm going to lay some things on to Mr. Jaguar. And I want to know, you know, all the time, and I'll tell him this too, because I'll tell you first, though, all the times, you got to be on my show. Can you be on my show? Can you be on my show with this guy, with that guy alone? Because I always like, you know, really pump it up. and stuff. Well, I'm tired of talking about myself. Like, oh, weren't you this and didn't you do that and whatever. I think you don't know enough about Jiggy Jaguar tonight or today or this afternoon or wherever the heck it is you're listening to this, whatever time, real, live, or lifelike. Where's my syringe? No. Jiggy Jaguar is going to be interviewed, and I think he's going to be freaked out because nobody ever says, well, these are the questions I have. So we're going to freak him out, and we're going to talk about, oh, this. We've been, you know, at the beginning of every year, like I said, but he wasn't, we didn't do it, so he wasn't here. But he couldn't make it last week anyway, so it worked out fine. Things do work out until, of course, the final, when the eyelids fall, finally. Y2K plus 18. What is this year? Is this the year? I didn't look up the Chinese. Do you know what year it is? The year of the what?
I'm going to say the tortoise.
Well, I don't think so. But we're going to talk about a bunch of things like that here with Mr. It's a Swell Party, and that's why I played that. This is a wonderful, and I, you know, through the years I've said, watch this, make your life, enrich your life with this piece of art, this book, this movie, this show, this video, this video. Album, this, yeah, well, videos in those days, right? This CD, this DVD, CDVD, or whatever I've told you. And if you've never, ever seen a movie called De Lovely, you must see it. Kevin Kline, wonderful Kevin Kline, movie about, surely one of the greatest songwriters in history. Now, I know I'm gonna get mail because they're gonna go, oh, it's about Paul McCartney. No. I said the greatest songwriter in history. Arguably, I'm not gonna argue. Cole Porter, wonderful movie, and that, particular song, they take his songs and they build it into parts of his life, into a biography. And that particular song, Did You Ever, or Will You Ever, or Do You Ever? Anyway, what a swell party this is from Now I Forgot. I just blacked out my, which movie or theater that's from or play. But anyway,
please talk more about that. I looked it up.
Go see that.
I was close with the Chinese New Year. My guess was tortoise, but it's actually going to be the dog.
Dog year. The dog years are here, my friends. The dog years. I could make like a ton of jokes. I'm not going to about that.
Related to the movie?
No, I don't. I'm De Lovely, D-E-dash, Loverly, Lovely, L-O-V-L-E. Anyway, it's a great movie. You should see it because it too, reflects upon the things we're going to talk about, which is the passing of time. You know, the thing is that, Jiggy Jaguar, and I may call him a little earlier. I told him 9:30. This is where Jiggy Jaguar is. Now, of course, he is not in my time zone. So he, gets in touch with me and says, okay, I'm checking in. So it's going to be 7:00 Central and 8:00 Eastern. And I was like, yeah, how could you not know now? How could you not know? No, it's 9:30 or 9:00 Eastern. And he's 2 hours, I think. He's not 1 hour.
No, that's Mountain 2 hours.
He's 1 hour.
He's in Kansas.
Yeah, he's in Kansas 1 hour?
Yeah, Kansas 1 hour.
Okay, so he's 1 hour away. Mr. Ray Catolo, aside from his entertainment sports show, which is on Friday nights at SRN, can also be heard, on Forethought. Forethought, is that the name of it still?
Yeah, we haven't changed it.
Forethought is a live on YouTube discussion group with the artist D, who you, of course, heard here as my partner with the Rose Garden.
Rose Garden from Bone Croft.
I never promised you a bone garden. I beg your pardon.
That's not cool for you.
No, it's not. I don't know who wrote that, but it was Rose Garden. But I made it Bone Garden. Anyway, you know the artist D. The artist D's on about 10 shows as it is anyway. And Ray is on the show there with a couple of other people. I was on that show, but I left. I departed that show. I am the dear departed of Forethought. I am still one of the more popular authors' columns on Forethought.
For culture.
Oh, what did I say?
Fork Thought
is the name of the
show.
It's by Fork Culture Magazine. And you know, because I've been there for a long time, I did some of my best work there a long time ago. Now I have a column called Rocket Science. And you could still catch the soon-to-be award-winning New Year's Eve column that I wrote. It's not too late.
What merit?
What?
What? Who gives out awards?
I give my own award to. If I say...
And you don't win every year?
No. No, I'm not always... I don't always live up to my own expectations. So sometimes I go, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve this. So what I do is I walk into the room, I say, here's your new column, isn't it great? And I go, no. No, I will not accept the award. But that should be an award-winning one there, and it's a new one coming up. Oh, wow, I gotta write another one. What is it now? It's the 18th? It's only the 11th. I'm lost in the fabric of dates, of man-made, calculated time. And so, you want to take over the show now? I'm gonna get the Jigwad on to the show.
You know, I never, why is he named Jiggy Jaguar?
Well, you know, a long time ago, people had,
stupid names.
Well, you could call it what you want to. That would be an opinion. All I'm saying is this. Used to have guys like, you know, Rabbit Rob, you know.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, and look at Cousin Brucey.
Or they're going to say Kurt Cuttlefish or something like that.
I don't want to say the greatest of all time because I'm not going to mention him. But the point is that, and I hate to mention Cousin Brucey because he's still on his own satellite radio because I despise him. Are you listening, Bruce? Okay, and he knows why.
Wait, our Bruce?
No.
No.
No. No. Bruce? Cousin Brucey. Cousin Brucey, your cousin. Yeah, Martin, you're my cousin. You're not my cousin. What I'm saying is that guys used to have these names, radio guys, and he called himself Cousin Brucey. There was a guy named Dan Daniels. Of course, you know, radio guys, I always live by this when they have two names. But it wasn't enough to call himself Dan Daniels. He called them Dandy Dan Daniels. Dandy Dan 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 Dan. It was like, you know, it was like he was some mentally challenged guy. Dandy Dan 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 Daniels. And they had, there were some good ones though. I mean, guys I grew up listening to when they did Top 40 radio. That's back when there was radio. There wasn't just talk radio. There was good talk radio back then. There wasn't just talk radio. It was good radio. They played music and they talked in between. They even had little guests. There was a guy on in the morning.
Short guest?
I don't think that Jiggy remembers this. He's too young. Okay. But there was this guy on in the morning on WMCA station I later worked at. The station had, it was a New York station. This was the top of the line, New York top, biggest market going. And in the morning, Joe O'Brien, I was just calling him Joe O'Brien, okay?
Oh, I've heard that name before.
Joe O'Brien went on in the morning and he played music and he gave you the weather and this, that, and the other thing. But he had a fake sidekick. It was a voice of a guy that, they sped up. So that and he called them Benny. Did Benny is, you know, good morning, Benny Sam. Benny would go, hello, O'Brien. Like that. It was like a ventriloquist act without the, cause it's radio. Hello, O'Brien. And he always used to make fun of him. Hey, O'Brien, you're drunk today. You know, whatever. Joe O'Brien, so he kept his real name. Let me see how many I could remember from Harry Harrison. Right? Harry Harrison was...
Was he our 23rd president?
Harry Harrison. There was a president, Harrison. Wasn't there? Harrison? He's the guy who died.
That's for next week.
He died.
Yeah.
In office.
Well, no, out of office.
He got pneumonia.
He did a six-hour speech in the cold rain.
He got pneumonia. That's right. And he caught pneumonia. He was already old. He caught William Bennett Harrison. No, Henry... William Benjamin Harrison, I think.
Jordan.
I think it was Ben Harrison. Ben. Ben who? Ben over and kiss my, no. Let's go on. As you can see, this is Cotolo Chronicles. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. If you really want to have some good, and I want to thank all you people because before the holiday, before the holiday, I said, hey, you know, last minute gifts, go out and get my books. You don't even have to go out. You just get to your phone, you get to your computer, you get to wherever you go. Because let's face it, the landscape of brick and mortar, the world is dead. Everything's going to be virtual from now on. Right, right?
Yeah. Well,
no more malls. Today I was at a mall. I went to a mall today because, hey, remember I told you I needed socks?
Yeah.
I got 10 for $9.
Oh.
10 pair. Not 10 socks. 10 pair of socks for $9.
Yeah? That's a lot
and
of socks.
I don't want to wear them out because Kmart's going out of business. This is what
Did you say you're not going to wear out your socks?
No, I'm not.
Are you going to have them for
display? You? No, what I'm saying is, you know, I told you I was having that problem with the heel and my socks.
Well, yeah, they tear because socks get old.
Yeah, well, these are, I got new ones. They look like I'm not going to. Anyway, look, I'm in this, what are you, stop, hey, come on, listen. Here, put on the headphones for a second, listen to what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds like a fun time.
No headphones for you. Actually, these brand new they're still brand new for me, because my boys got me this headphones too. Two birthdays ago.
Was it two?
Yeah, it was two birthdays.
What?
I know, I got nothing for the next 2 years, but that's okay. Here's the deal. Listen, I'm in this mall, and the mall, there used to be a big gym there. Remember with the wine place, the spirits place?
Oh yeah.
They're still there. Wine and spirits are still there. And then there was a gym.
The gym's gone?
Gone.
Gym's gone?
It's gone. It's boarded up. It's just, there's not, the sign's off. Everything's gone.
You know why? Things just weren't working out.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you really want to give me this show?
That's a preview of the great humor you'll be hearing. When eventually I hand over the mallet. What do they say?
Why don't you just hit me over the head?
I pass the torch.
Pass the torch?
That sounds painful.
You're going to burn me.
That sounds painful. Pass a torch. I pass some stones. That's painful enough. I'm going to pass a torch. So this place is, and there's like hardly any cars in the giant parking lot. The Radio Shack that was there died long ago. Now it's a haircutting place. So Radio Shack is gone. I mean, Radio Shack, gone. Well, Radio Shack is gone. Why is there still a Jiggy Jaguar? More questions to be answered. The gym is gone. That place is gone. So I go to Kmart and I walk in and it's like they're like scavengers. It's like a scavenger hunt in there.
Okay.
And there's this one woman has this, cart and she's throwing cart around and I was going to walk down this aisle, but I went, oh no, I'll go ahead. She's taking things off the shelves. I said, okay, you know, go ahead. I'll go. Okay. She goes, so much to choose from. And then, you know, she puts her head down. She throws a whole bunch of stuff from the shelf onto the, and then
she didn't even know she wanted it.
I don't know. It's like a scavenger hunt. It's terrible what's going on. This world is different by the moment. Things are happening. This is the Hallelujah Trail.
What does that mean?
This is the Hallelujah Trail. This is, you see what's happening, and this is why I think I'm getting close to-
Get on that soapbox.
I'm getting close to putting-
Step up.
To putting my voice away. I'll tell you why. Because I started this crap. Okay, here on the interweb.
Yeah, you tell them.
Keep
it going.
And from the beginning, till now, a lot of things didn't happen the way we wanted them to happen.
Preach.
And very, very bad stuff that we warned you about happened.
Awful.
And it's happening right now.
Terrible.
So somebody's got, so I'm like, I'm really just, I don't know. It's not like I want the couple of hours left, given to me on a Thursday night.
Tell them.
Yeah, because like doesn't matter to me.
No, it doesn't.
I always got things to do.
Always.
In fact, I'm going to be rich.
Very.
So that's not the point though. My point is and I'm going to talk to Jiggy about this as it goes. I want to thank everybody for going out and getting some books for the holidays. I know that,
I was going to say, where are we going to put all those books? That you ordered.
You gotta get your gigs together. They're, you know, you could store them. You don't need to store like you used to.
Dad, we can't sleep here.
Shelf places are going out of business. Carpentry, shelves are us.
You've covered our beds in books.
Shelves
of
are
your
us.
Books.
Shelves are us.
We can't eat because you spent all of our money on books.
I think I'm gonna leave now. You wanna talk to Judge? My name is Frank Atolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. I don't know what I'm doing here anymore. I just don't. It's not like I don't know what I'm doing. I could sit here and talk for hours, and there's people who want to be on this show again, and I know, and I will have them on, maybe. But when I'm sitting here alone and I'm talking, I know I feel like I'm pontificating, and I'm this, and there's a fuse that's just burning and burning and coming right into us, like, and then finally when the fuse gets to the part that ignites, it's like,
That's the opposite of how bombs should work.
So I don't know how. That's right. It's an implosion. Yeah. This is an implosion that could happen. But in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, we're going to get the Jiggy Jaguar, JJ, the Jiggulator.
Since when was he the?
Jigmund Freud. Not a lot of guys are the, too, right. The Jiggy Jaguar.
That's more pretentious than being called Jiggy Jaguar.
It's Jiggy Jaguar, and then, and what's, is, and they say Jiggy Jaguar. He says Jiggy Jaguar to the Jaguar.
Well, that's because he's American. He doesn't
the
understand
Jiggy.
English.
Why isn't it the Jiggled? Why is the Jiggy? We got to find out more about this man.
Tonight, the Jiggy is up.
The Jig is up. We've done that one before.
Oh, really?
You gotta find new jigs. Jigmund Freud was one. You gotta find jigs. Jig Newton. You know, we find jigs. We find new jigs.
Jigsaw
to call them
puzzle.
Jigsaw.
That's too sophisticated.
Jiggy Jigsaw. Jiggy Jigsaw. Jiggy Jiggy. There. But you know one thing about jigs. No collusion. No
absolutely
collusion.
No.
Me and Jiggy, no collusion. I gotta get him on the Skype here. Hold on. You, tell them what they're listening.
Why they're listening? I have no idea.
To who?
To me right now.
Hey, look, November 17th was his birthday. Skype tells
that's
you.
That's a little dated.
And then they tried, look at this, Skype, and they try to sell you a gift card. Don't they realize?
Yeah, look at the cake. It's a spinning cake.
You can't suck money out of this machine called the interweb. Let's see if the Jiggy Jaguar is there.
I'm trying to think of other jigs. The Jig Shank Redemption?
No,
pushing
Jig. It's
it.
Gotta be, gotta rhyme with Jig.
Jig.
No message.
Jigged Election. No. Jigshaw.
Look at this. User not online. Look, he told me 8, and it's, I told him 9, no answer.
No.
I'll send him a video message. Jiggy Jaguar on my show? And he's the one who says, like, it's time for my yearly show, isn't it? I'm in a yearly show. I hope he's okay.
No, he starts a little more loud.
Call him again.
He starts a little louder than
Call him again.
He always starts, Jiggy Jaguar here. You're listening to the Jiggy Jaguar show. Jaguar.
Are you going to be this loud when you take over the show? Because look what you're doing. Why don't you look at the...
I would be quieter if the mic was lower.
It's called James Low. Well, you're not supposed to get that close. See, that's why it's loud. So you could play and dynamics.
Okay, well, I'll do the show from here.
That's a good idea. Why don't you try it? Go up those stairs at the same time. Here, well, let's try this one. He's got two. Let's see if he's on this one.
He's offline on both.
James Low. That's his real name, yeah. I've given that away. Okay, all right. Okay.
You see, his last name's Low because that's his standards.
Okay, let me find some here. I'll find something fun that based on him. I bet you. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's do this here.
Currently, we're searching YouTube. Jiggy Pop? Have we done Jiggy Pop?
No, we didn't do Jiggy Pop.
That's
good,
stupid buddy. One.
Let's see what he has on here.
Oh, that's what he looks like.
Boxing at the Hartman Arena. We gotta find something that,
No views.
Jiggy Jaguar gets beat up. I like this one. 346. He's got a whole bunch of things here on YouTube. Jiggy Jaguar Radio and TV. Look at this. Happy from Hairball with Jiggy Jaguar. Look at all this crap.
The last thing I saw from him was when he went to that adult video convention.
Here goes. Look at this. Here's a whole show. Is this a whole show?
26. It's only 18 minutes. Oh, Jiggy.
Welcome. The world-famous Jiggy Jaguar radio program. Broadcasting live from Hutchinson, Kansas.
Well, I'm sitting here with a linguist. I had no idea.
This is a Jiggy Jaguar show in the background.
But I didn't know that you were a wordsmith.
Call Jiggy right now.
Call him.
267.
267.
Are we Jiggy. Doing the live commentary for the DVD box set?
Yeah, maybe.
Of the Jiggy
Jaguar
show.
That's right. We could do that.
It's a great name, and thanks so much for having me on the show.
Presenting.
I'm Mike Massey.
Oh, that was me. You know, I was in the introduction.
Oh.
And,
why?
Thank you very much.
I'm more curious why there's dubstep.
I never knew what freedom was until I saw you lose yours.
Welcome to a special edition of the world-famous Jiggy Jaguar Radio Program.
Dubstep's really good.
On TuneIn, iTunes, Radio Loyalty, Stitcher, and of course, Plus AM FM stations.
Listen to the old...
Across the country and around the world, Spiritual Dream Interpreter is going
to
be our guest here in a
few
moments.
To get into the show.
Amy Quillo, she is also a spiritual dream interpretation expert who can help our listeners understand what God of this universe
see,
is speaking
unlike,
to them.
Unlike
we'll
only the God of this universe,
well.
I still haven't figured out
download
which one that is.
Download our brand new app over there at JiggyJaguar.us. You can stream
he
this
has
show
a,
live.
Yeah, he has an app.
Replay exclusive news and programming
for him, that means appetizer.
On our app. Check out JiggyJaguar.us.
.us?
Wow.
He couldn't afford the
.com? Again, we will have it posted at our website, JiggyJaguar.com.
Okay, no, he couldn't afford the .com.
Information. We're going to go to the telephones. We're going to give our guest a few moments here.
Call him at the same time we run this.
We'll talk a little bit about why they're here. Amy, go ahead and give us a brief introduction of yourself.
Hey, yeah, so I wrote a book called Dreams
of Living. Okay. Oh, once you look at it, is it?
He's not online.
And teaching on dreams and studying different cultures and religions and beliefs and just, you know, psychological dream interpretation versus spiritual
what
dream
happened
interpretation.
To, where'd it go?
And so
what?
It's my message.
Skype?
Trying to get that out there. And
did you, where'd it go? Did you mean,
God
where'd it...
is speaking. Are we listening?
It's on right now.
Holy crap, was that terrible. He was going to interview Amy Coelho, isn't that right? It's close to Cotolo there. She knows every, I don't know when that's from. The 16th?
Of last year, November.
How would we know? Would I have to go to Facebook to find out if something went wrong and Jiggy,
not if I can.
Didn't? Why don't you do that while we're,
because for some reason I'm friends with him.
Find out where the hell is the Jiggy Jaguar. Because this show.
I have a t-shirt that says
I could have stayed in bed. I wasn't in bed, but I could have went there and stayed there. My name is Frankie Tolmaz, name is the title of the show. I am the godfather of internet radio, and that's one of the reasons, and I have these wonderful things I want to talk to Mr. Jaguar about, because for God's sake, this guy's always online. He does shows in the middle of nowhere, and then when he has to be on a show, he's not here. What is it?
5 hours ago, something about his show.
What happened?
8 hours ago, something about his show. 13 hours ago, something about his show.
Something about his show.
January 10th, something about his show. Here's a conversation he has with someone from the band Buckhead. And
I got another one. Let me try this one here. Look, he's got about 16 different. Look at this one. This one has both his names. Oh, wait a second.
None of them are online.
No, he's nowhere. The Jiggy Jaguar is nowhere right now. It says this Skype account is directly... No, he's not around.
Huh.
That's a bummer.
I mean,
yeah, because we didn't even want to do this. And now he's not... No, seriously, I hope that Jiggy... Anybody who knows Jiggy, who's listening live right now... Anybody who's listening at this very moment, we got 33 minutes after 9 Eastern Standard Time.
Long way to go.
The Jiggy Jaguar, Mr. James Lowe, is gone. And this announcement.
He was 42.
Well, what happened? Don't know if we had another. We could call him if we had. We have a regular number.
You have his numbers.
You have his number here?
His numbers are on his Skype.
Maybe you should call him. Go ahead.
I'm not calling him. My phone's going to die.
Why?
Because it's on low battery. Use your landline.
Oh, can you go get it?
Yeah.
Go get the landline. I'll call him directly and find out what the heck is going on. Hopefully, you know, the most terrible thing you could do is make light of something when someone doesn't show up. I'm from Brooklyn and I grew up in an ethnic family and the first thing that happens that shouldn't happen means something's wrong. That's the way I grew up. So immediately those buttons are pushed. So it's terrible to make, look at that. It's terrible to make,
fun when someone doesn't show up or anything, because you're trying to make light of it. When deep down inside, you're worried. You're going, geez, I hope there's something, nothing wrong with what happened. Ray has got a landline and he's calling Mr. Jiggy Jaguar. We're going to find out where Mr. Jiggy Jaguar is at the moment. Maybe he didn't change the time on his clock. Oh, did we have a problem? No, we don't have a problem with these, with, time differences.
Is there a speaker on this?
Why? No.
Oh.
Is it not ringing?
No, it's ringing.
It's ringing. It's ringing at the Jiggy Jaguar residence. The Jiggy Jaguar residence. JJ and the...
You're here? Hello? Oh, he's not available.
Oh, look at that.
Hi, wow. Jiggy, this is Ray Catolo, yeah. Frank's publicist, calling on the behalf of Mr. Frank M. Catolo, wondering if everything's all right. It's currently 9:30 Eastern.
And we're on the air. He's supposed to be on the air.
We're on the air. I can vaguely be heard standing away from the microphone.
Look, there's another number. Call that one, too.
Okay, I'm going to call your other numbers to see if you're okay.
It says mobile.
If you're not okay, you probably won't get this. But I hope all is well. Okay, I'm going to try your other numbers.
What is a video message? Skype has a video message. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, let's try his home.
Because I don't have my camera up there. Now we're going to try his home. We're not going to tell you that number because then everyone will call up and do...
Oh, yeah, everyone's waiting to call Jiggy Jaguar.
No, they'll call up and they'll go, do you have Prince Albert in a can? And they'll go, yeah, well, let him out. He's suffocating. You know, stupid jokes like that, I guess. I don't know. Get my Jiggy Jaguar. I got to call my... Do you believe this? I got to hunt down my guests. I got to hunt down my guests.
His office is the same as his mobile.
Oh, it is. Oh, it just goes to there.
Well, I'm calling it home.
Okay, we'll call his home. The Jiggy Jaguar. He wakes up. Oh, jeez, I didn't know. It's not like I can't do anything. Of course I can do stuff. I don't have anything particular to get into. Jiggy Jaguar.
Hello?
Is that him?
Cool. No, he has this thing where he just says his name on the voice. Oh,
that's
hi, Jiggy. I tried
this
calling.
I used to do that.
Again,
I used to do that.
Ray Catolo calling on behalf of Frank M. Catolo.
Wait, here's an email. What? Maybe he sent me an email.
Wondering
nope.
if you're doing well. We're currently on the air right now. Wondering where you are.
Maybe we'll go to before the news here as long as we're waiting for him. We'll just do before the news while
we hope you're doing well.
While we're talking about, while we're waiting for Jiggy Jaguar, as long as he's okay, put the landline back and, we'll get on with our show, Catolo Chronicles. And, you know, I used to be on an awful lot of stations because at one time, I say, like Jiggy. Well, Jiggy has some kind of arrangement where he broadcasts from a station and
a warehouse.
I don't know how he does it. And I don't know what he does, but I know that he may also be on, landline radio. So what I meant brick and mortar radio. Okay. Let's call it brick and mortar.
You mean airwaves? Wavelength? Yeah, airwaves.
He may be on the airwaves. I don't know, but.
On the spectrum.
Now I was distracted there for a second because I was thinking about...
I thought I would be taking over the show a little sooner than I thought.
No, I've been, I'm invaded by thoughts every now and then. That is that a billion things come to my mind and what they literally, it's like a roller derby, you know, they'll knock into one another, go, I want that. This thought goes, I want that. I want it. And they're all trying to get into the front. Each thought is trying to get into the forefront. Jiggy Jaguar is on some kind of a radio. He's on a cable television thing. I've been on his cable television show also. And, he has a website. he's been there a long time. He's been back. He's been there a long time. I don't know if he's been there as long as I have because there was another kind of back then when you did a show like this, you couldn't be on another station unless that station hooked up with you live. Why? Because in those days we couldn't make copies of it. to record it was not specifically available. The software wasn't available. So a lot of shows went without being recorded. So you'd have to do it live. If you didn't listen live, goodbye. That was the end of it. Okay. And, so we had to wait until we were able to record the show while we did it. If we wanted it to be rerun or rebroadcast on another station. So, and then that got particularly annoying because too many people hooked into the same server and too many station would hook in because we'd have to use those. It was a sound, I'm trying to remember the original connection.
But what about the
software?
Wires? What kind of wires did
we use? Jaguars. We used Jaguars. Okay. No, we had, I'm trying to remember, was it sound, wasn't sound wave, sound clip, sound thunder? You know, now there's a whole bunch of things. There's a whole bunch of different ways to connect to servers. But in those days, we didn't have that. And so we didn't have that. Stations came in. So if like three stations wanted to be on, if you wanted to be on three or four stations at the same time, lots of problems because it would buffer like mad because it took the bytes, which are eight, it would take eight pieces of information at a time, and it did not do it anywhere near as quickly, even though we began the show and internet radio that was live and flowing like this began when broadband came in. Before that, we did sections. We would do sections and we would record them and hit them. They would, it was really ridiculous. There were like, you do the intros and outros and you click them in somewhere like there were files. It was just a pain in the buttress. But of course at that time it wasn't because we said like, oh my goodness, look what we have here. This is amazing. We're on radio. And it even allowed people like the Dez. I said I was going to mention him. I was going to mention him with Jiggy, but apparently. You know what I should do? Here, I'll do this. You know, and I was going to do something as a joke.
Okay.
And then I'm going like, if I do this, I'm going to regret it because, and I'm not going to do it. Okay. In case something is really wrong, I don't want to make joke. I don't want to make fun.
Make jest.
I don't want to make jest. I don't want to fool around with the fact that, Jiggy Jaguar is in trouble. Physically, mentally, we know. But the thing is that this, I told you, I'm from an ethnic family in a major city where I grew up. And so the first thing that happens when someone doesn't, if they're supposed to call or they're supposed to be somewhere, when something goes wrong, and by wrong, I mean they don't show up, the immediate reaction is fear. Something's wrong. Something happened. Something's wrong. Your grandfather, Ray, would any time the phone rang. Now this is back in the days of ringing phones, and I mean I know phones ring, but they didn't have ringtones or anything. Phones rang, and you had to pick it up, and it just kept ringing. You know, there was no answering machines either in those days. But any time a phone rang after midnight, it meant someone died. And, oh no! Oh no! My father would hear the phone. Oh God! It's as if the living stopped using phones except for those messages after midnight. It's as if there were no phone calls. Because if you knew there was a possibility that the phone call could be not an emergency, but and the philosophy behind that is that nobody called anybody at that time.
Yeah.
See, because everyone was sleeping, because everybody had to get up for work or whatever. So if someone was going to call you after midnight, it had to be news. If it was news, it had to be bad news. That's how it worked. So the same thing with, let's say you were meeting somebody, and this had nothing to do with time of day or anything. This, you had an appointment with somebody. Well, this would carry over. That particular concept of fear or foreboding negative things or foreboding emergencies. Or, yeah, right. You want to do the Kevin, you want to do the Kevin Nealon? I'll do the story. No, wait, let me just go this. Yeah. So those things carried over into every other possibility. For instance, you said, I'm going to meet my friend. Of course, Vito. I can't, you know, I grew up, you know, it's like, it can't be like Brad. If there was a Brad in my neighborhood, they would have beat him. They would have beat those letters out of him. Or they would have found a nickname for him, right? Brad, let's see what, cause kids, I've done this Rito. Show before. See, I'm doing shows over and over again. Might as well just do the reruns. No, cause they told me kids really know how to give perfect nicknames. So, Brad, they would look at Brad. Let's say Brad was, there used to be a guy named Ted. Mm-hmm. Ted, I've told this story before, but maybe no one heard it. Maybe they didn't listen. I've been on forever, for God's sake. So Ted, for some reason or another, you look at Ted. This is in grade school now. This is like sixth grade, fifth grade. You look at Ted, and he was an ordinary kid, except you look at him and you go, something's wrong. You go, something's wrong. You know? It was his head. It just seemed too big for his body. And only a kid would think to do, and this is what's amazing about this, is that this is what the President of the United States does now. He finds funny names for people, right? This is what kids were doing, and that's where he's from, New York. This is New York City. And so the kids, Ted the Head. And you had to say it like that. You couldn't go, there's Ted the Head. You have to go, it's Ted the Head. You had to do it a certain way. Ted the Head. Poor Ted. Had to walk around. Consciousness wasn't bad enough when you're finding your identity. You're a young dog, your child. You're not even in junior high school. He's Fred Ted the Head. They all, what that was immediately they were saying, Ted, you have a big, stupid head. But they didn't do that. They did it another way. They went, Ted the Head. Oh, it's Ted the Head. And then if there were like four guys, they would all do it. It would sound like coyotes in the wind. Ted the Head, the Head, Ted the Head. Poor Ted.
Well, it's good. It's good for us to announce that Ted is now a proud franchise owner of a TGI Fridays.
Damn, Ted must
be. He's made it places.
Geez, I wonder if Ted's alive. I don't remember his last name. But the point is that they have, you know, good nicknames for people.
I was thinking like Egghead Ted.
See, well, that I might have
but
been
that's
okay.
A compliment.
Only if he's smart. See, you have to justify these names, okay? And it's funny because before you said Tortoise. You said Tortoise. There was a guy, his name was Victor. I won't give his last name, all right? Mm. And for God's sake, the way he walked, the way he looked like a and they called him Turtle. They just called him Turtle. Hey, Turtle. They called him Turtle. Yeah. And you looked at him and you went, yeah, he's a turtle. How'd you get that one? He's a turtle. And I often talked about Gary, this kid named Gary, who was a real, he was just a floppy type guy. He was a guy, he could fall down. He was very animated and rubbery. Okay. Uh-huh. And he always, his lips were always wet and like wet lips. I don't know why. Oh, never dry, never even wet lips. And when he talked, spit came out.
I can't even like draw these people. Just write Gary these descriptions.
Was known as Mammal. no specific animal. There was turtle.
Not even
was
like the mammal?
No. Mammal. No, once in a while they'd go, here's the mammal. Mammal. He's named after a species. The one kid.
A group of species.
And the funny thing is, he'd introduce him to someone, hey, it was just, who's, you know, we're gonna have, like, say we're gonna play punch ball or something, right? He'd get
punch
together.
Ball.
Yeah, it's another story. So he's like, you know, come along. And it was like, who's taking mammal? And if there were guys you don't know, and they would go like, who's that guy? You want mammal? And they go like, yeah, he's mammal. He's there. You look at him and go, yeah, he's mammal.
We'll take mammal.
He's mammal. So let's say mammal was supposed to be, I was supposed to meet Mammal to get to the, to play stickball, we're gonna go to the park. Gravesend Park is where we played. Let's say, now, it's a Mammal 12 o'clock, you know, give 12 o'clock is, give or take a minute, it's okay. You get there, you whistle, you walk around, there's no Mammal, but I'm telling you, 7 minutes as a long time. 5 minutes pass and you go, what happened to Mama? And then the other, and if you're with a friend, they'd go like, oh, no, no. He said, you know, you think he died? They would think they'll absolutely do that. The absolute worst, you know? You think he died? Yeah, but not fun. Yeah, not joking.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, what happened? I don't know. You know, and then they would start getting us. You know, his father, they never tell this. I heard his father wanted him to learn because his father's a carpenter, right? His father's a carpenter. You know, what if, and somebody said like, what if you think he was learning, okay, to hammer something, and he went, and it rebounded, and the back of the hammer, when you take the nail out, what if that went into his skull? It's like, and you would go like, oh, that would be horrible. But it would be a reason why he's not here, right? Yeah. You don't think he got hit by a car. And then he would say like, and they was like, no, no, no. Cause remember the time he got hit by a car? He was fine. It was okay. You know, you just went up and then you just sit there. The conversation would be with, now this, that sounds comical, but now it would really get very, and this was serious. Yeah. Everyone would do it. But would, now if you had a date and your date, okay, in those days it could only be a girl because guys would not go out guys those days. So the girl, right? Now here's the girl. No matter where this girl, she lived in the neighborhood. She was of the same tribe. Okay. The guy would say, I'll come and get you at 8. Right. No car because in those days weren't even cars. We weren't driving. We were young. Yeah. Right. Well, she's ready. Okay. And it would be like, she's really happy because she'd go like, you know, I'm usually happy to make him wait or whatever, you know, it's like, cause girls would always make you wait, you know, but she was like, I'm ready this time. And it's like 8:02. It's like, what happened? And then the father's like, or the brother's in the room or something. And the brother goes, I thought you had a date. I taught you how to date. You taught me how to date? No. He was saying, that's what he said. I taught you how to date. And she was like, I did have a date, but where is he? Where is he?
This sounds like the village of Neanderthals.
They are. This was not.
That's true. I've been to Jersey.
These people did not, these are kids. And it's like, and then so her brother would say, yeah, maybe, you know what? Maybe he's just, what's it called? When you're showing you up? No, standing you up. I don't, that wasn't the phrase though. Maybe you're gonna get stood up. And she's like, no, and then you're not gonna get stood up. He's just, maybe something happened.
Maybe when he was learning to carpent, the hammer went into his skull.
That was Mammal. No, she would go, maybe, because he was a girl now. Mm-hmm. All right, so she wouldn't be as graphic and as violent. She would go, maybe he has a fever.
A fever?
Yeah, this fever's going around. Maybe he's got
there was never a fever going around either.
Maybe he's got a fever. I'm trying to do it like a Brooklyn girl. Maybe he's got a fever. That would be it. Maybe he's got a fever. And you know, well, they should have, why didn't he call? I don't know if he has a number. Maybe he doesn't have the number. Maybe he has a fever. Well, if he has a fever, he could call. Well, maybe the doctor came over. In those days, doctors came to the house.
Yeah, they
came
house
over.
Calls.
House calls. Maybe the doctor had to come over and take care of the fever.
This is just reminding me of Streetcar.
This is very, very, very true. This is what goes on. Maybe he had the fever. She's trying to make a reason, but it's gotta be a bad something. In other words, what she's saying and her whole concept is something horrible had to happen if he is not here, because this is where he is supposed to be right now. Mm-hmm. And she refused to think it has anything to do with her. Right? Something bad must have happened. And it's like, it's not like, maybe on the way, got beat up on the way. Someone got beat up. He got beat up.
And they just left him there?
Yeah, maybe they beat him up. Maybe they beat him up so bad. Beat him up so bad he can't move. Maybe.
Oh, you mean he's like.
Maybe he's bleeding on the sidewalk. Maybe they hit him. Maybe they punched him so hard that he went into the street, and then a truck came by and ran over his legs. No, he can't walk here.
I've never heard of a place so like logically delusional.
Yes, that absolutely. This is so, and the horrible thing about this is that, you know, I don't know the percentage of times, but usually there was a good excuse.
It was the percentage of times and it was the proportion of times.
That it was usually a decent excuse when it happened, right? Okay when it is. But there was always the time where you were right and something happened, you know?
And that was when Mammal came with a hammer in his skull.
You would feel Mammal would be the kind of guy to walk around with a hammer in the back of a – what is the back of a hammer called? Is that another name?
The flinger.
Are you making it up? That's good. That's good. You're creative. I ate so much for dinner that I am –
Wait, how did you just get to that?
Because I'm feeling like so full. I haven't felt this full. I knew I shouldn't have had that third bowl of gumbo. So I have this chicken gumbo. So what do? I didn't think I had enough left for a whole bowl. So I added more chicken to it. The chicken gumbo plus regular roasted chicken. And then I put peas in it.
Who cares?
But this is why I'm sitting here going, Now, if I didn't show up for the show, they would say like, I maybe ate too much gumbo.
Maybe he had a fever.
Oh, maybe he threw up. He ate and he got sick and he threw up.
And then he got beat up.
He threw up. That would be, he threw up? Yeah. Maybe he threw up. Nobody ever said vomited in the, they
it's
said,
too graphic a word.
They never said vomited. Did he vomit? They said, did he throw up? Did he throw up? He threw up. What'd you do? Ooh, it smells in here. What'd you do? Throw up? I'm ashamed of where I'm ashamed of this. Because this is where I grew up. This is, I had to get out of that consciousness somehow. I had to escape. I had to get away from that. It kills you. It killed many people. Many people killed.
Including Mammal.
Mammal. No, I don't know about Mammal. I don't know what happened. For all we know, Mammal went on to work for NASA. And we were all wrong. But when he was... A lot of those, it lost a lot. I know some kids who literally, I mean, they died. They didn't make it through high school.
Well, I mean, I have people like that too. But already.
They're not, you see, but it's a different culture.
That's true. There's more drugs.
Sometimes I wonder, because I know the drugs are bad, but those are things that people are doing to themselves. Okay.
Yeah.
But in those days, There were drugs, but it was very difficult to get a hold of them. The culture without the drugs was so violent in so many ways. It was emotionally violent, but like you wouldn't believe. And I know if you've heard my stories here on this show, it was so violent
how
in itself.
How violent was it?
Well, it was so bad that people showed love through violence. That's what was how weird and strange and decrepit were the minds of people's expressions were completely convoluted. There was collusion with the violence and their feelings. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man's name adorns the title of the show. It's going to be 10.
Still no sign of Jiggy.
No sign of the Jig Jaguar. He's still off stage? He's still off stage. He's still off here? Let's see.
And I've heard no phone.
Yeah.
No phone upstairs.
And what he's done is he's given us a topic.
What? Is that him at like a court proceeding?
What?
In that picture?
What?
That picture of him in a suit. Is he playing a lawyer? No. Is he a public attorney?
He doesn't play anything. He plays Jiggy Jaguar. He's James Lowe playing Jiggy Jaguar. I can't even tell you when his show is on anymore. So you just go to JiggyJaguar.com. There's gotta be one of those. And you'll get the Jiggy Jaguar. I don't even have like an old tape of me and Jiggy Jaguar. I'm so full. So the point is this. Here, let me get back to what I was saying. It's, what is it, 10?
Yeah.
Wait, we could, Anybody want to go get a drink or something?
Your segue there didn't top the one you had earlier, which is
what?
It's currently 9:30. I don't know what I'm doing here
I don't
anymore.
Know what I'm doing. And this just goes to prove it. What's happened just makes me realize. I want to remind everybody as we come up to the top of the hour, go into the second hour of the show, that I will be leading you into Sovino Veritas. If you're listening on the live stream of Cotolo Chronicles, my name is Frank Cotolo Mazzolini, right? And there's Ray is with us, and he's Ray Cotolo Mazzolini, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to give you over to him, and I don't know what to say. It's impossible to describe what Tom does. It's just wonderful. It's funny. It's satirical. It's smart, and it's intelligent. So if you're one of those people who knows
you
someone,
said the same thing.
So if you're, if, in that sense. So if you're, what is it? The Critics' Corner? What is this? So if you know somebody named Mammal, don't listen to Tom. It'll be way over your head. I'm going to find something. Oh, it was under CC. Where's CC thing? I'm looking for CC. Here you go. Well, dude, you've got to take a pee or get. Well, you want to get me another coffee?
Can you do that? There's a little bit left.
Give me the little bit that's left, and we'll be right back. Go get yourself some things. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe Jiggy Jaguar will be on. I don't know.
Greatest tools to locate missing children. Hi, I'm Attorney General Steve Six, and as a father, I know just how important it is to protect our kids. Amber Alerts help locate missing kids by getting information out to the public fast. Police will only issue Amber Alerts when they believe the public can help locate a child under 18 who is believed to have been abducted and in serious danger. For more information, visit ksamber.org.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We interrupt this program for no reason. Had there been a reason, you'd have been asked to go along with it and perhaps even take off your pants. But there is no reason, so now we return you to the program.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Thank you.
nothing un-American about Molotov Memoirs by Frank Cotolo, illustrated by T. Stephen Gessick. Why, this is Americana at its best. Literature, drama, conflict. It's everything I remember and things I think I remember through a storied life of history in show business, politics, and celebrated people's lives. It's me, Frank Cotolo, inviting you to buy Molotov Memoirs. Go to blurb.com and put in my name, Frank Cotolo, and get Molotov Memoirs. Buy a copy for your friends. Buy a copy for your lovers and your haters, everybody. This is America!
Hey girls, we know what's hot. When a guy respects a girl enough to ask and doesn't just try to make a move on us. We don't want to be pushed, pressured, or persuaded to have sex. We can make up our own minds. And when we say no, we mean no, not maybe or I need to be convinced more. It doesn't matter what we're wearing, what we've done in the past, or whether or not we said yes but then changed our mind. It's hot when guys respect our decision. If they don't and try to force groping or sex, it's illegal. That's right. Groping or sex without our permission is illegal. And any guy who tries to get away with it can get arrested for sexual assault. And that's on his record permanently. Hey, real men respect. And respect is hot. Respect! For information about sexual assault, log on to WCASA.org. That's WCASA.org. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault, the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I want to tell you to do one thing, though, and if you'll pay attention to me, it might save your life. I want you to buckle up and live. Seatbelts and shoulder harnesses can be your second chance. Now, if you never had an accident, you could be next because you gamble every time you get in your car. Now, you cut down the odds against you getting killed, you understand, by buckling up your seatbelt or your harness. Use them as advised by your car's manufacturer and have your passengers use them, too. Automobile accidents can be deadly. Be sure you get that second chance. Buckle up and live.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice. Radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news. It's radio, the people choose. Everybody's swinging to the swinging voice. Of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, gone to dawn. It's radio, the turn to mon. Swinging.
Time for the great, the amazing, the fantastic, the incredibly fantastic, a world never known before it began. And now, if you're smart, you'll run for your life. Because it's here. Now. Thank you.
it's Chris Platt as Frank Cotolo. In Cotolo Chronicles.
I just want to say, I love these video montages that go with the theme songs, because it's like every wannabe filmmaker just tries to cut together the film that's already been
made. Yeah, because they've been watching ones done from whenever. The thing, I don't plan anything, as you know. I came out of that little break we took, and that was the theme to Jurassic World. The new one's coming out, the Jurassic World.
Or is it Jurassic Out of This World?
No, it's Jurassic World. See, it's better when you say, I just like go right over it. Say, I don't even like acknowledge what you said.
I'm used to it.
A joke. No, but that's like a joke thing. It's like, I take it seriously. So you go, it's Jurassic Out of This World, a little joke, and I go, no, it's not that one.
Yeah.
It's,
I've been in this business long enough to know that.
Yeah, he's been in this business long enough to know that, my friends.
I've been long.
Do you know I've done this show longer than you were alive?
Do you know you like to remind me of that?
Yeah, I do. Tom Savino's coming up for those of you listening on the live stream. Ray will be here tomorrow night, but I don't know if that's where you want to go if you're not into what they do. Ray is there with Mike Prespis and and Rod Allen. I get these guys' names. It's Ray Cotolo, Mike Prespis, and Rodney Alerno. North American Harness Update, which sounds kinky, but if you don't know anything about racing... Well, I'm sorry. I apologize to you guys too if you're listening. I know you're not, so it doesn't matter. What order? When Mike?
Pre-Bosey.
I was close. A Pre-Bosey.
Yeah.
What a musical name.
It's Irish. Pre.
Yeah. Oh, Pre-Bosey. Oh no, Rosie. Yeah, Rosie. Rosie Pre-Bosey. You should have a daughter. Does his daughter's name Rosie?
One of them's named Autumn.
Rosie Pre-Bosey. Wow.
That's a radio name.
I got married. I proposed to Rosie. That is ridiculous. Look, I'm tired of me too, people. So don't think you're alone. You're not alone. Coming up, of course, if you're listening on the live stream, is Tom Savino. Many, many years ago. Tom Savino, by the way, is from that same, he understands all this stuff. He's from the same, it's not the reason he hates Trump.
I thought you were going to say hates me. I just wanted to say.
Oh, it's all about you, right?
It's going to be eventually.
Yeah, it is.
I just wanted to say to everyone out there how supportive of a father he is, because I've been doing my show for about 5 years now, and he still doesn't know what we do.
No, I know what they do. I just can't remember the names, because I don't. Well, I don't listen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to. Don't you understand?
That's true. You get the rundown
afterwards. The great thing about getting to be a certain age and having a certain status is that you are suddenly, it's different. It's like, well, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. I don't have to do this. I don't even have to remember names.
That's what happened with my optometrist was saying that. He was saying to me in his Dustin Hoffman face-like way, because he looked like Dustin Hoffman. Not sure how much of a compliment that is anymore. But he just said in odd spacing, you get to a certain age where you learn to care less about the little things and not so much about the big things.
Yeah. My Twitter, everybody puts a little,
Did Bitch Lasagna tweet that?
No, everybody, what does yours say? You know, everybody has a little saying underneath the Twitter thing.
The pinned tweet.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Well, my pinned tweet is an advertisement for my album.
No. It's like
the bio.
No.
The
it's,
bio.
Yeah, it'll say like Ray Cotolo, and it'll say like, you know, like some like
on the profile.
Yeah, on the
profile. Yeah, it's a bio.
Because they have a, you know, of like Alona Breach. I said her name wrong.
Yeah.
She has just a girl telling dick jokes.
Yeah, that's
right?
Her bio.
So that's a, what does yours say?
There's two I had. I once had one that was the views expressed are someone else's, but we'll pretend are mine.
Okay.
But then after my album came out, it was, buy my album so I can feed my family. And okay. Now it's trying to sell a pilot, buy my album so I can feed my family.
So you're using Twitter as a commercial venture.
It's all advertising.
Well, it goes back to what you're saying about age, because mine has always been doing less to make life worth more.
And ever since I've been on Twitter, I've just been trying to model it after that perfection. Perfection. That collusion.
No collusion. No rain. No collision. No contraception.
This is all you have is just...
I love this version. This is from the movie.
Oh, I thought this was going to be one of those ones where it just keeps going.
What is this?
What is this?
Yeah, what is it? What's the title of this?
Of the song? Bonanza.
Huh?
No, it's the Lone Ranger.
No, it's not the Lone Ranger.
No,
it's a classical piece.
Oh, yes. Oh, come on. Balls. The Serenata Delinquent.
No. It's not the Mike Provosi theme either. What is it?
From the Lion's Den of Sleep Nest.
No. I always listen to, in the classical pieces, listen to the, don't just listen to the melody. Listen to what's going on in the background. We use this again, of course, when we did our Tonto
show. The Chef's Trip. Movement number 4.
Wow, you all.
What is it?
You don't know.
No, I don't remember.
Wow. And you went to school and took music and took trumpets?
I know Gustav Holst. That's about it.
Wow. Listen to the gosh damn. What are they?
The gosh damn?
That was my father. Gosh damn. This is a Hans Zimmer.
This is 9 minutes long?
Well, it's... That's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to do classic. I'm just going to get on Cthulhu Chronicles, the classic. Classical music. The best of the big orchestras. I used to try to put words to these things. That's when I was a kid.
You were lonely.
He wears a mask and then he's got a gun and he's got a horse and he's got an Indian friend. Oh, no, these are the... He's arranged it. This is not the original.
I think this makes for an interesting concept, though, to have this background music. We just keep the conversation going.
Yeah, I mean, the hell with it.
It's 10 minutes long. Just keep going.
We can make it. Wait. You know. This. You know what we should do? We should do this so he can use it again. If he still lives, he's alive.
Who? Hans Zimmer?
Oh, wait. What are you doing? He's doing an arrangement. This is Hans Zimmer did this.
Hans.
Huh?
Look at these Hans.
Hans. Get your Hans off of me. He's a jake, he's a jake, he's a jake, jake, jaguar, jake, jake, jaguar, jake. He's a jake, he's a jake, jake. Oh, they're going. You know, this is the end of the movie with this big train.
Oh. Yeah, so the credits are rolling.
He's a jake, he's a jake, he's a jake, a jaguar, a jake. When do they go back to the theme? What's become of this show? Look what's happened.
So I was at a coffee shop and, keep it playing.
Okay.
I was at a coffee shop and, on the overhead speakers, there was a jazz radio station playing.
Yeah.
And the guy cut away and he said, "You've been listening to the best of jazz here on Sirius XM with music from Badass Powerhouse."
That was the
name of the jazz group.
Wow.
I thought to myself that was the oddest name. I'm telling you, this is the new premise of the show.
He's a gink, 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 he's a jaguar too, he's a gink, he's a gink, he's a jaguar too, he's a gink, he's a gink, he's a jaguar too, he's a gink, he's a gink, he's a jaguar too, he's a gink, he's a gink, he's a jaguar too, he's a gink, he's a jaguar too,
J-I-G-G-Y-J-I-G-G-Y-J-I-G-G-Y.
Oh, I don't know this version here. You're screwing up whoever did it. You don't know. You still don't know the right? Call us up at number is 555-6262. Call us up. Tell us the original name. What original classical piece is this? Call us up. You'll win.
a trip! You'll win a trip! Call us up right now! 555-6215! That's 555-2020! When is it gonna go? Come on!
This is the song that never ends.
Wait, no, why are you skipping ahead?
I'm trying to get him back into the theme. I-G-G-Y-J-T-N-T-O-Y. I can't spell it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's doing it again.
Now he's doing Pirates of the Caribbean.
They gotta go back to it. It's a J, it's an I, it's a G-G-Y, it's a J-I-G-G-Y. It's a J, yeah. Oh, God. I can't. I didn't learn it. I want to go home. The Cthulhu Chronicle, look what's become of me.
Yes, I put him away a long time ago.
I was going to tell you about Chris Platt, but I will, too, in a second.
I feel like you've told us this story before.
I tell you. I don't. What do you think? I'm on a radio telling everybody things I tell you.
You've said everything at this point.
No. Get away from me. I can't move here. I'm falling back. This is Cthulhu Chronicles. My name is... our names are drawing the title of the show. Hans Zimmer is trying to do... this is from the movie The Lone Ranger. Then this reminds me that Tom Savino will be here at 11 Eastern Standard Time. What happened? The phone's
unplugged in.
Oh boy, his phone ran out. That's like the worst thing that can happen to anyone, right? My phone lost its power. Hans Zimmer, in the finale of The Lone Ranger movie, the movie that almost broke Walt Disney, who was dead at the time anyway, so it didn't matter. Does it end with the theme? I was going to do a Jiggy Jaguar thing, and I can't do it. He's gone. There's no Jiggy Jaguar. He's gone. Limp-a-limp-a-limp.
I told you this the other day. I overheard you criticizing me
when?
Over my phone and my choices.
Oh, just now?
Yeah.
Well, you're in a millennium and your phone went up, the worst thing that could happen. Now let's figure out
how
to find out if I gave you hints, you still wouldn't know what that.
You could give me hints. What does it sound like?
Okay.
Well, I know what it sounds
the
like.
The Lone Ranger carries a gun. The person, the hero, it was written for someone who had a bow and arrow.
That's not Robin Hood.
Wait, it's not a bow and arrow. You could say Tonto. No, it wasn't a bow and arrow. He didn't have a bow and arrow, this guy. He had a crossbow.
Rambo.
Rambo. It's a classical piece.
He had a crossbow.
Okay, who shot an arrow into his son's apple on the chapel on his head?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Do you believe the kids don't know this off the bat?
No, I know this. Oh, wow. It's just been years since I've even heard of him. Oh, God. Oh, the William Tell!
You saw it!
God, I knew. Oh my God!
You saw it. It's Rossini's Italian too. Italian,
Of course.
Italian did this. The William Tell overture. There was a TV series. They made an adventure series out of William Tell. This is the finale. Now this is the real one. This is the William Tell overture. Isn't it amazing to think that this has nothing? He has no idea about cowboys when he writes it, right? He knows nothing. He's doing everything. It's amazing. And the most amazing thing, I had talked about this when I did the Lone Ranger show, is that somebody, some brilliant person, when they were going to put together this show, said, listen to this, doesn't this scream the Lone Ranger? And it's amazing, it had nothing to do with it. And he was ugly, Rossini.
That's true, it's not like when he wrote this song, he said, they're gonna use this as a title for Men on Horses.
That's not even so far from Italian.
Yeah. I don't even know what accent that was. Who is that man?
I would not sleep with him. That's what they said. Who is that man's man? Isn't that something? You might have been. That's amazing. It's amazing to me. He didn't live to see, to hear this either. Do you know how this starts? This is the finale. Do you know the whole thing?
Yeah, let me tell you a little history.
The beginning of this became known to kids in my era from cartoons.
Yeah.
In the old Warner Brother cartoons, whether it be Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, or whoever, what was going on in those particular ones, right? When morning rose.
Oh yeah.
No, that's a total wrong melody. It's na 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 na. Yeah, you just Robert, you got to go ahead of me. Three notes. Couldn't you listen?
I had to get to it faster.
Na 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 na. Which is called, I think. The beginning of it's called Sunrise or Daybreak or something like that. And that's what they always played, that particular classical thing. You know why they put that on there? Because they have no royalties. There were no royalties for classical music, so they used those for cartoons. But, and that was probably the other thing that whoever was in charge of the, whoever was in charge of the production of the Lone Ranger, well, of course it didn't start for television, it was a radio show. Whoever was in charge must have realized that it must have realized the morning sounded like morning. Oh, someone's got to help me. You know what would be good? You know what they still do? Remember at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? What did they do to the Arnie? His name wasn't Arnie. Rooney. His name wasn't Rooney. It was Pruvius. It was an Irish name, just like
not the Native American guy.
No. It was Chief.
Chief. I like Chief.
Chief something. The Chief. He called him the Chief. It was Chief something. He was the main character, by the way.
Oh yeah, I know that.
You could win a bet at a bar if you do that. Anyone? Nobody would know that anyway.
Nobody would agree with no that. They would fight you.
Yeah, and I'd fight them back. This whole started because I had the Jurassic World thing, and I took one of these tests, and I don't know how these things, they're algorithmic. Remember him? Algorithm. Ladies and gentlemen, our host for tonight is Al. Algorithm. Let's hear him for him. And he comes on.
You realize any person over 50 has taken these tests.
These SPDs, they suck. And you know what they do? For all we know, these are Russians. This is all part of the fake Russian things. Goes way back, maybe. Maybe this is how they.
You know, it's a little suspicious.
When you do that, or they take you to a site or something, they get your information.
You know,
right?
I was taking one of those quizzes. I thought it was a little suspicious when they asked for my social security number.
For a guess?
Yeah, I put in my 3 digits, my 2 digits, my 4 digits, and it told me that I'm very much like Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
And they probably just like pull a name out of a hat on a random number generator.
So what happens is this. It's like, who would play you in a movie? And then they ask you these questions. And I've done this with, like, for instance, I did it with writing. I said, I write my prose, and you can get my prose, by the way, Amazon.com, Lulu.com, Blurb.com.
And you can get his cons anywhere else.
You get those anywhere. Buy them, put them on your phone.
Put them on your walls.
Burn them for heat, whatever.
Ooh, Ray Bradbury.
The real ones. I mean, the actual ones, not the virtual ones.
Burn the virtual ones, too.
What is this?
You're playing
wire.
With a cord.
The wire is underneath there. What was I just saying?
Chris Pratt.
So I did this. I've done it for all my pros. My pros, they said I write like Jane Austen.
Ooh.
Don't ooh me. Jane Austen was a really good writer.
Oh, Jane Austen, a little dry.
Well, okay, so it wasn't Sir Walter Raleigh. No, wait a second. Sir Walter Scott. Who was it? Sir Walter? Who wrote?
Mitty.
Sir Walter Mitty. Oh, God. Why couldn't I find somebody to do this show? No, I don't want to. Doesn't matter. You could take it in any direction you want, because right now it's going down. You're going to have to find one that, listen, here, you know, and you know what? I don't want to blame anyone for us having to just improvise and riff doing this, because I've done that.
Anyone to blame.
Which is, I've done this before, mm-hmm. and I've done it, and people have stood me up before and not come on, and maybe they've had good reason or not. Which is what we talked about at the beginning when we couldn't find Jiggy Jaguar, James Lowe. I'm going to give out his number. I want everybody to call him and tell him, why weren't you there? Why weren't you there?
That reminds me of a bit from the Eric Andre show, which you've never seen. He had Seth Rogen on as a guest, and just out of nowhere he says, is this your phone number? And it's showing on the screen Seth Rogen's actual phone number.
Was it?
Yeah, and people actually called him, and he had to change it.
Do you know, he has a bit part in The Internship.
With Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, that is him, isn't it, at the end?
Maybe.
He talks with the guy. Who was the Indian?
Asif Mandi.
Yeah, yeah, him. He's probably in it somewhere else, but I think that's him at the end, Eric Andre.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It
him.
Is him,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know Seth Rogen.
I don't know much of him. That's a very funny little thing that he does there with Nyango. What's his name?
Eric on Seth Rogen.
No.
Asif Mandi.
That's McMahon.
Asif Mandi.
Asif Mandi. Do it slowly.
Asif Mandi.
I'm in Calvin Rogers now. You know, like, I used to do this with Jack.
You would get phone calls.
It's
now.
The old Jerry Lewis thing. I used to do this with Jack. We used to have so much fun. Jack, my older son, the brighter one.
We can both laugh.
I know
about
we
that.
Do. We do that all the time. Wait a minute. Anyway, look, I took this test. Who would play you in a movie? And I don't know if any of you have ever seen me when I was, you know, I'm all over, you know, you could Google image my name. You see me at all different ages, literally. You know, you see me like at 5 with a guitar, you know, 4 with a guitar.
And in the prehistoric or the Neolithic.
Yeah, all that time you could see me. But Chris Pratt came out to be the actor. What?
Pratt.
You know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Boris Karloff's real name. William Henry Platt. Is his real name, and I'm thinking of that. And I always say Platt instead of Pratt. Platt.
You know, now that you say that,
one letter difference, right?
Yeah. Now that you say that, I'm glad he chose Boris Karloff.
Yeah, I don't know if he did. Maybe it could have been another one of these people. Could one of these publicity guys. It's too bad Tom's not online. He could come on, talk about things, but he'd be getting ready for his show because the show's there's no collusion with his show and my show. No collusion between me.
Meetings.
No collision. No collusion. No confusion. No diffusion.
No contusion.
No direction. No contortion. No direction. No direction home. That's a Bob Dylan thing. Okay, so let's try one more time. Let's see. I can't believe this happened. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're fine. You just.
I don't want this.
I don't know what that is.
It's going off whatever it's going. Okay. I opened up a thing called OneNote, Windows OneNote.
I don't even know what that is. It's Microsoft.
Where is, what happened to Skype?
Yeah. It's right there. He's not, Tom's away.
Yeah, Tom's away.
Tom's away. Wait, what? I saw Jiggy is away.
It says away?
Yeah, go up. Jiggy Jaguar. He has another account that you did not try.
Son of a bitch.
Call him.
Look, someone.
That was December 23rd. Call him. This is, oh God, if he answers.
No, this would be terrible.
If he answers.
Now I'm gonna. It's ringing though.
Yeah, of course, because he's away.
You see, but he would answer his phone, though, if he would see.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Hello, John.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, chip. Oh, terribly, terribly sorry that you're not there, Mr. Jaguar. We're just calling because you were supposed to be on a radio show live. But it's okay. We'll hang up now. Very good. Hope you're well. Goodbye. So long. How do I get out of this damn thing?
You hit the red button.
Oh, God. Good night.
Red means bad.
Loading voice message. There. Oh, you can hear it. Wait.
Okay.
terribly, terribly sorry that you're not there, Mr. Dunbar. We're just calling because you're supposed to be on a radio show live. But it's okay. We'll hang up now. Very good. Hope you're well. Goodbye. So long. How do I get out of this?
You hit the red button.
Oh, my God. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? Maybe you shouldn't take this show sounding like that.
I said this to you the other day. And it still holds true.
How many accounts is that? Like four?
It's too many.
What did you say?
I said that I feel like I have reached the peak age of maturity because I no longer can deal with my cell phone. With all the notifications I get on my smartphone, I'm sick of it.
Why do you get so many notifications? It's because you have all these crackpot friends. All these
crackpot friends, crackpot accounts.
I have crackpot friends too. But I love bitch lasagna. I love you, bitch lasagna. I want you for my meal. I love you, bitch lasagna. I know that you are real. I love the bitch. I love the bitch. Lasagna, is it? Lasagna, is it? What?
But then you told, you said to me.
God.
You said to me.
I'm so sick to death of this crap. What?
You said to me you should figure out how to make that a routine.
What routine?
That I feel I'm mature because I don't like my smartphone anymore.
See, you would normally you were going to do. You want to do 5 minutes?
What, do I want to do 5 minutes now?
Yeah, why not? You got like, we got plenty of time.
Okay.
You know what I'll do?
What?
I'll cue up laughter, a laugh track. You do it, and I'll try to find out where it's funny and laugh. Hold on a second. Let me find it.
Okay.
We're going to do Ray Cotolo is going to do a little stand-up. We're going to do 5 minutes or whatever he's going to do. I'm going to find crowd laughter. And,
okay, he's finding that. I'm going to go grab my notes just so I have some stuff to work off of. I have my notes here. Believe it or not, the one time my bag's flying. The one time I did it, I was the only comic that went up there that, well, I call myself a comic. I was the only one that went up there that didn't bring his notes with him. I didn't think that was that funny, but okay. I haven't even said a word yet.
I'm gonna put you lower if you're gonna blow the goddamn thing out.
I haven't said a word yet and you guys are already blasting. Wow. That's okay, you got that handle now. Okay. How was I gonna start? Okay. well, you know, where was I gonna start with this? Things are falling apart, Milhouse. Okay.
Let's hear it for Ray Cotolo. Maybe you should get a surname or something.
I was
Sir Ray Cotolo.
Okay, got it. folks, it's I understand it's a lot warmer now, but it was so cold recently. And a lot of times when people get on stage, like you watch Johnny Carson, they would have these sequence of jokes where it's so cold that hell froze over. But folks, I'm not here or cliche enough to go down that route. In fact, I am progressive. I am revolutionary. I would never ever say anything along those lines, except that it was so cold out, the Norwegian bobsledding team practiced inside. it's so cold out that the polar bear synchronized swimming team had to be disbarred.
I took a couple of seconds for them to get that, but they got it.
It's so cold that the local weatherman died. And it was so cold. It was so cold that New Year's was postponed. I don't know how you can possibly postpone the New Year, but it's true. These places thought it was too cold to celebrate the New Year, so they thought that they would do it a week later. Now, the only thing I have to say to that is that it was in fact so cold that my balls didn't even drop. Thank you. But I'm a young guy. I carry a cell phone with me. I'm sick of it. I think that's a sign that I'm mature and I'm reaching an age of wisdom. Just because every time I see someone trying to get in contact with me, I just feel this inner anger at them and myself and everyone else even. And it dawned on me that there are a lot of people that say these aren't smartphones. They're phones that make you dumb. It's not the punchline, but I'll take it. And I was thinking, what exactly, there's nothing, why do we give these phones so much credit? Why are we saying that they are smart? Because they are as dumb as the user using them. The phone itself does not know everything. The phone still has to Google the information that you don't know because it doesn't know it either. So if anything, that's not necessarily that smart a phone. The other thing is that there's sometimes, yes, there's another thing. Sometimes my phone, it takes a while to load things. Like I try to pull up an app and it might take a couple of seconds to buffer up. And let me tell you folks, nothing slow can be smart. Nothing slow can be smart. Even this crowd. Because I went to school, and when you're slow, that's usually, that's not a compliment for your intelligence. Oh, not that one? Not that one? Not that one? That wasn't a good one, I guess.
I'm waiting for the punchline
in
that one.
Well, all I have to say about all this technological hid jabs and hoo-has and everything of that sort is I'm sick of it all. And if anything, I could care less about whatever it is you're doing on the internet or what anyone else is doing on the internet, which is why now I say to everyone as an insult to go Google yourself. Thank you. That's been 5 minutes, I think. I did not prepare any of this. I'm done. It's over. I'm leaving. Thank you.
Yeah, Biff McCracken, ladies and gentlemen. Biff McCracken. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's Biff McCracken. Oh, he'll be back. No encores. No encores. Biff McCracken. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for Biff. Thank you, Biff. Thank you. Okay, Biff. Thank you. Your check's in the mail.
What the hell did I just do?
Your check's in the mail. There's a lot of zeros in it. In fact, there's only zeros. I don't know. You just read from some notes. Apparently, you're still working on that material, and you will be getting.
Here's some other stuff I have.
Okay, here's a couple more jokes without the fake applause. And I'm going to tell you something about these jokes. They're not colluded. There's no collusion. Okay, there's no connection either. But go ahead.
A lot of people are jealous of the wealthy, and I think the main reason is just because of their gross, disgusting income. Because, like, gross income, I don't have to explain it.
You can't. Once you start explaining it, you know it's a failure.
I had a grandfather, who passed away, and it was unfortunate because if he wasn't dead anymore, he would still be alive.
Wow.
I have just these lines I'm trying to work into punchlines.
Wow.
Here's something that actually, so I was watching the Golden Globes, and afterwards, the local news.
Wait,
Jiggy's not going to be on. He's not going to be there. I was watching the Golden Globes, and afterwards, the local news came on, and so it's playing, and then all of a sudden, they get to the sports segment, and the guy comes on, and I wrote down the exact words he said. If this weekend's game of the Buffalo Bills and Jacksonville Jaguars were a movie, it'd be Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween. It was so unwatchable, it should have starred Adam Sandler. This was an actual sportscast.
Oh, you wrote that for them?
No.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's wild, man.
Somebody said to me how they were crying at their baptism, so that's a sign they would be an atheist. Or maybe it's someone actually said that to me. Someone said that because I was crying at my baptism, it was probably foreshadowing the fact that I would be an atheist in my life. But I brought up the point that maybe you're crying at your baptism because it's an infant experiencing simulated drowning. And I gave him this thought. I said to them, nobody ever sings while being waterboarded.
You know, if his stuff catches on, an entire generation will have a paradigm shift. There'll be a great, great shift in the paradigms. By the way, anyone still listening? This is Frank Catolo and Ray Catolo here.
Here's a good one.
Always another one. Always a good one. Here's a good one. Guys, you know what you're talking? Hey, you want to hear a good joke? Guys, you want to hear a good joke?
Cancer is just a bunch of cells that say one cancer cell? What's two more?
Where are we?
Well, I didn't do my routine about killing a bear. That's unfortunate. I didn't do anything with it. I should have done the menorah on the microwave.
Hey, look. You had your 5 minutes.
Well, and I have another 15.
When you have this show, you can do all you want. You could open up and do one after another. Should we play a piece of your album?
I mean, if you want.
Well, I don't know where would I start.
You haven't even listened to it.
I did.
You listened to the whole thing?
I did.
No, you didn't.
What do you mean I didn't?
I know you didn't.
Didn't I talk to you about it?
No.
Oh, wait a second. That was your live show. That was the live thing you did.
That was my live
show. I didn't listen to the rest. Yeah, I heard some of it. I heard some of it somewhere during, while I was listening to it.
I'm waiting for it.
What?
Wait, I know something's coming.
No, I'm just saying that as I was listening to your album, which is how long?
It's 30 minutes, which is short.
I thought I heard 30 minutes of it.
No.
Oh, sure felt like 30 minutes.
Oh, there it is.
Every joke in the world coming into this. I support what my son does. I just want him to do it better. I want to help him, assist him, and make him, you know what, the toughest thing to do in life, they have, studies have shown, is to get up in front of anybody and speak. Public speaking is the most feared activity that anyone it's true, and you can look it up. It is absolute. Everyone fears getting up and being the center of attraction of attention.
I'm not the center of attraction.
And saying whatever it is they have to say. People sweat. They lose. People can literally.
Yet everyone has a podcast.
Well, no. This is what I'm going to tell you now. Okay, that is nothing to do. One of the things about radio that always attracted people who did not have to have an audience. That's what was great about radio to some people, because they could sit there in their own little world, and they never had to be judged or anything. They could always rely on music, because few people did, just talk. And they could talk to people on the phone if they called up, okay? But people didn't know them. They still had this anonymity that surrounded them. Those same people in public were like, because then it, so it attracted a lot of people who wouldn't be actors, couldn't be stand-up comedians or whatever, because it was like they were just radio people. And so radio people got a very bad press from that, because it's, oh, you're a radio guy. It's like, oh, you're a radio guy. You just go on the radio. And what furthered that concept is the fact that most of these guys stunk, and they didn't know. They would do things like, They just weren't made for talking. They weren't made for being on. And all they did was give people what they thought were just like imitations of other bad guys. So it was like, so a lot of them were like, "Good morning, I'm Ed Edwards." They get it. "I'm Ed Edwards, and this is the morning Ed Edwards show. We're going to have the news. We're going to have the weather, because we know that you want to know the weather when you go out there in your car and drive. And we're going to have the time, like right now. It's 2 minutes after nine. We just started. It's the morning Ed Edwards show. I'm Ed Edwards. Now, without further ado," where do they get this? Please? No one ever says this. I hate it. People stop. "Without further ado," no one ever in the regular part of their speaking language, no matter what they do in life, do they say, "Well, without further ado, here's a record they would play," right? You, nobody sits with their family and, oh, your mother never came into the room with the kids and the, and said, "Well, without further ado, here's dinner." No, nobody says "without further ado." And yet these guys would just go for
what?
They would go for the cliche. And then when there was nothing to say, I did this routine once, and I've done it on this show, where, in a very small town where someone does radio, very, you know, now I don't know how it goes, but in those days you just go to these remote places, you get a job, right? And if you got a job and you ask people to call in, say, now I did a show in Carlsbad, California once, mm-hmm. and luckily there were some people who could, but you, when you give a phone number and then you got to wait, I mean, it's not like all these syndicated shows and these people who are really popular for call-ins, right? So you would go, and the number is 555-6262. Today we're going to talk about the mayor, because you do something local, the mayor, who came out today and said that he wanted to get rid of an entire neighborhood and just make it a parking lot. What do you think of that, huh? The number is 555-6868. All you have to do is call this number, 555-6868. Say, you don't even have to say, we don't have anybody picking up the phone. You don't have to say, "I'd like to speak to Ed." That's me, Ed Edwards. I'm going to pick up the phone right here. We have five lines. When they light up, now listen, if everybody calls at once, I'm going to have to put some of you on hold. Don't think I'm ignoring you. If you all call in now.
Do you know how much that bit's been done? In.
Yeah.
For those of you who are not watching, because you can't be.
That bit, I'm not saying it was, but I'm telling you that I mean, it's a bit, but it's the truth. This is exactly what happened. And there's a great book I have told people to listen to. There's a great book. I don't even know if you could get it anymore. Maybe you go to Amazon. Someone's got like a 10-cent copy. You notice that on Amazon? When they have like, oh, he's falling asleep. How are you going to make it if you have to do it live from night? Well, you did it once before, though. You did a great job from before. So without me, you'll do well. Believe me.
That's true. I'll have one less critic.
No. There's a book called The Don Gibson Show. I have no idea. I don't remember the author. And I don't know if you can get it anywhere. But here's the premise. Don Gibson is this guy. I don't even know if that's his real name. But that's... He's a radio guy. And some guy in a little town somewhere in the middle of Bohunk Nowhere. Ahoma. Bohunk Nowhere, Ahoma.
Oh, they said Ahoma.
He's a... some guy... he's the guy who pretty much runs everything in the town. This one guy, right? Okay. So he has a radio station. He broadcasts in this town. Everything that's broadcasted is related to this family. No one else. Okay. There's not a lot of other people in town. So the guy gets, and he hires Don Gibson to do the show. Like, and so Don, let's say the name was Mr. Smith. So he says, "Hi, good morning. Good morning, Smiths. It's Don Gibson of the Don Gibson Show. Hey, right, hey, your clothes are still drying outside in the, you know, all blowing in the wind. And by the way, I'll give you the weather while I'm talking about your clothes drying in the wind. It's 59 degrees, but it's early. Sun's coming up in about an hour. And you know what? Mr. Smith will be up even before that listening. Hello, Mr. Smith. Here's your favorite song to start off the day. And then he played everything. And now the news. Wild Smith, the son of Mr. Smith, was a dude. It's a funny book because everything he had to do was related to that. Don't ask me where it went or what happened and didn't. So now put this away. He picks up things to fiddle with them. We have only 3 minutes. And then we're going to get run the theme and Mr. Savino will be here live. JuiceTalk.com is where you can get all these. If you haven't heard this show, you're going to want to listen to it again and again and again.
Especially, what was it, 10:38? Would that be an hour 38?
Oh, we have this now. We got to get Tom over here soon. What are we going to do next week? You know, Charles Dennis is very busy, but he has a holy crap! He's like the guy. He picks up something. It's like, you know, he's one of these. No, when I take something away from him, he grabs something else and he fiddles it. Yeah. Is that, will you want to stop that, please?
I'm trying to start a band.
Charles Dennis has, working on editing his movie, Barking Mad, which is going to be, he's going to come on and talk about that. Kenneth Welsh, who I saw the other day too. I'm watching it again. You know, I'm not particularly crazy about the movie, about the movie The Day After Tomorrow, but Kevin Welsh is great in it. He plays the vice president. He's going to be on this show and we're waiting for him to have some time. Yeah. We're going to wait for him. He was doing a series in Georgia, but he promised, and I know he's a good man and he promised me he's going to do it. And, anyone out there who knows James Lowe, Jiggy Jaguar, please let him know. Yes, let him know. We hope that he's fine. And we've done the show without him. We just did whatever we had to do.
We do mean whatever.
Yeah, we did. And we'll tell him this too. When you say, hey, you know, I hope you're okay. And he'll go, well, you know, this happened or that happened or I forgot or I threw up. Maybe he threw up. Tell him this. He'll never be on this show again. Ever. Unless he has a good excuse signed by his mommy and daddy or uncle or any other authoritative figure. I hope you're fine, James. And, I know he'll get in touch with me tomorrow. If you call me and I see it's your number, because I will not pick up. No, I hope you're okay. I hope everything's all right. And I hope one day we'll be able to do this again. Someday. In the meantime, let's do this. Where is it? First, I'll get rid of this. And then we'll go to this. That. Pack it up, kid. Oh, I tell you, it's a tough life. I'm telling you, it's a tough life out there. Hey, Ray, thank you for being here with us.
It's the best harassment I can get for 2 hours in my life.
Oh, it's all in the name of fun times and good sportsmanship. That's what we do here. What else are we going to do? Because that's where I come from. I'm a hostile, violent man of emotional...
violence.
Collusion. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located. And if you want to know what that's all about, go buy License to Skill. In the meantime, if you're listening and you're, here comes Tom, but we're going to leave you now because we have nothing more to say.
We have nothing more to say.